All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 7th, 2011. There, I said it right, 2011. I'm down here in Miami, Miami Beach. I did the South Beach Comedy Festival this past Friday night, and the fuck did I do? I worked at the New Symphony Theater. And it was funny. I worked there Friday night and Thursday night. The first comedian ever to perform there, because it's basically designed for a symphony, was Kathleen Madigan. So they had an all-redhead weekend, which I thought was nice. You know, for once, they paid attention to one of the overlooked minorities out there. You know? How come we don't get a day on the calendar? What about us? Persecuted by the sun? Do you know what it's like to be persecuted from sun up to sundown? I don't think you do. All you fucking bitching people from other goddamn fucking groups. I've had it. Anyways, yeah, I'm down here on Miami Beach and everyone is dressed like a hooker. You know, this is really just, it's a bunch of, I don't know, really good looking women who are dressed as fucking trashy as you possibly can. None of them do you look at like, God, I could marry that girl. You just look at all of them and you just start thinking about porno. I don't get it. It's that, and I can't just say that it's the Miami Beach area, because I've kind of seen that in like a number of different cities. It's that Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton influence where, I don't know. I don't know what happened to broads. I don't know how they went from the 1950s to early 60s, which I think was the high point of at least classy-looking women. God knows there was plenty of gold-digging whores back then. But that whole era there, man, the way they dressed, telling you, they look classy. Your approach to them was different. Down here, it's just, it's fucking ridiculous. I'm sitting there with my lady. I'm trying to pay attention to her as she's talking to me, and these two chicks at the fucking next table, this girl's sitting there with her tits, they're like, they're almost, they were as close to being out of her dress as humanly fucking possible. You know? So that's, what am I thinking? Am I looking at her like, oh, look at that beautiful, beautiful woman? I'm not. I'm thinking, what would it be like if I just stuck my dick right in the cleavage? As my, and my girl's voice just fades off in the background. And you're talking to me tomorrow, you get a jet ski. I can't fucking hear what she's saying. Yeah. It's, I've had it. I've had enough down here. I'm fucking done with it. I'm not going in the ocean. I respect the ocean. All right? There's sharks in there. There's barracuda. There's jellyfish. The goddamn ocean itself can just get mad at you and drag you out to fucking sea when it feels like it. And then you're supposed to remain calm and just sort of, oh, which way is it dragging me? I guess I'll swim sideways. I think that's what I'll do, you know? As the ocean just fucking attacks you, pulls your bathing suit off, you know? Even if you survive, you're going to be walking up there with the sunburned dick. Is that what you want? That's not what I want. It's not what I'm looking for in a vacation. All right? These fucking ladies down here, they're ridiculous. And I've been making fun of them all week. And every broad I've been around, I don't know, they are, or people from Miami, they try to defend them. You don't understand down here. It's Miami. The weather. It's just we are used to walking around with less. Shut the fuck up. Walking around with less clothes. All right? Having your tits hanging out of your fucking shirt and having a shirt designed to show as much of your titty as humanly fucking possible, that's a different thing. All right? That's not, oh my God, it's so fucking hot out. You know? I saw, right? You know what's funny? It was late at night, and one of these hooker-dressed women who wasn't a hooker was walking by herself on the other side of the street. And I said to the guy, I go, look at that right there. I go, that's your daughter. That's your daughter walking down the street. What are you going to say to her? And he just started laughing, shaking his head. It's like, exactly. She looks like a fucking streetwalker. And now she's away from the goddamn herd. What are you going to say to her? Fucking five-inch fucking heel. Every goddamn one of them. How much? How much for a fucking blowjob? Yeah, that really is Miami Beach. So if you want to come down, if you want to come down here and you want to bang a 10, I think it's almost impossible not to. Because if you hook up with anything down here, they're absolutely fucking gorgeous and they're dressed like absolute fucking hookers. I think I saw maybe two or three class acts the entire time I was down here. So, you know what's going to be great is the amount of people who are going to fucking email me and they're going to try to defend what is going on down here. All right. And all you females from Miami who are going to defend this type of shit, let me ask you this. Your fucking savior, Jesus H. Christ showed up, okay? And he was at one of those after parties. All of a sudden, you know, he finally comes back and proves assholes like me wrong. There he is, J-Star, you know, on the 1 and 2 with the fucking headset on, right? Up there, fucking all of a sudden starts remixing. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ has died for us and has risen from the dead. Jesus. All right, and he comes back. I mean, aren't you at the very least, the second you see him, I know two things you're going to do. One, you're going to take off those goddamn shoes. And number two, you're going to reach for your little granny shawl to cover your tits up. That's what you're going to do. I think that's what you're going to do. And you're probably going to try and stand behind as many thick-legged, sturdy whores as you possibly can as you text your friend, OMG, can you please find me a pair of pants? What would Jesus do, everybody? What would he do? I'm probably going to get a ton of shit for trashing fucking Miami like that, like I did from the potheads last week. Some guy actually gave me shit because I do that voice. Hey, man. And he's like, I've never heard anyone shut. You know what I'm talking about. Go watch that documentary on the Fillmore. All right? It's an impression of the hippies from Woodstock. I realize that people don't talk like that anymore. I'm exaggerating for comedic effect, you fucking cunt. I thought when you smoked weed, everything became funny. Why aren't you giggling right now? Huh? Angry pothead. And you never answered my fucking question. None of you did. How many weed smokers, all right, who'd fucking... I can't remember what my fucking question about mushrooms. I was trying to make some sort of point last week. You guys were all afraid of it. Stayed away. You changed the subject like a bunch of fucking politicians. When's the economy going to turn around, Governor?
You know, in 1972, when this town was built, we had a vision.
What the fuck are you talking about? Answer the goddamn question. Anyway, so I got to see all sides of this state. I saw the hooers. I saw the, you know, the fist pumpers, you know. That really sounds fucking filthy, doesn't it? There were a bunch of twinkle toes down here, too. And then after, I took a tour of the Everglades the next day, right? Finally got to do that. Went on a fan boat. And I got to admit, man, I was pretty fucking nervous. First of all, you know what's great is you go outside of Miami and you get a half mile out there and the drop off. It's just like the ocean, you know, where you just sort of wade out and everything's great. You know, what do you call one of those drop offs? We have any oceanographers listening? Huh? What do you call that? Where all of a sudden it goes from like, you know, 5 feet deep to like 125 feet and you just slip into that darker water and no one ever hears from you again, you know? And then one day you come crawling back up on the fucking beach with three quarters of your body going, like the end of the Terminator, the first one, you know, when he crawls out after he sticks that little canister in his robot rib cage. Remember that? And he just starts crawling. I actually watched that movie. Unedited. Fucking great film. Stands up. Stands the test of time. Anyways, what the fuck am I talking about? Yeah, so I start, the second you get outside, the drop off where it goes from I'm in Miami, bitch, and I'm for some reason still wearing those white louvered Kanye West Grammy glasses that he wore like 5 years ago. You know what's funny about him? He broke his jaw, and now he always looks upset. He's got that bulldog mouth. With his bottom lip sticks out a little more than the upper lip. Anyways, you go out there, and it just immediately becomes, hey, boy, you want yourself some frog legs? Got myself a pickup truck. It's the one out there with the steel balls hanging off of it. How you like my mullet? You like this shit? Immediately went out there. All of a sudden, there's like signs, billboards for like bingo parlor and this casinos. So we go all the way out there, and as we're driving, they got these goddamn canals, and these fucking alligators hanging out. Not big ones, just sort of like little, like I don't know, little 5-footers, but still. 5-foot alligator, man. If that thing bit you, you know, I'm sure you can maybe pull yourself away from the thing. I don't know what you could do. One of your friends could start, I guess you poke him in the eye. I have no idea what the fuck you do to him. But you're definitely losing your calf muscle or a chunk of your leg. You know, broken arm when they start doing that goddamn death roll. They just lay in there. I don't know. Like, people down here, they're used to them. Alligators and shit, but like someone like me, a Yankee from up north, I really don't do well with reptiles. They freak me the fuck out. So I know I'm on my way to the Everglades. They got all these alligators. They have water moccasins, or cottonmouth as they're called. And I learned because they sit there with their mouths open when they feel like they're threatened, and they have all, it's all white inside their mouths. It's like black mambas. I always thought that snake was black. It isn't. The inside of its mouth is black. The outside is sort of a gray. Ah, Jesus Christ, Bill. What is this, fucking Animal Planet? Can you get to the goddamn comedy? Go fuck yourselves. I learned some things this week. So we show up out there, right? It's me, another comedian, and both are fucking ladies. And took one of those fan boats. Now I'm going to give you some advice. All right? You can be a cheap fuck and go on one of those fucking airboats, I guess they call them, and go on there with like 10, 12 other fucking people. Or you can shell out another $20 a head and you can go on one by yourself. I definitely suggest that one because this time of year the water's a little bit shallow and the other people were getting bogged down with the weight in theirs, and we fucking blew by all of them. And a little disappointed. I didn't get to see too many fucking alligators. I guess they were mating and they're shy and they're in the fucking tall grass or some shit. I don't know what was going on. So for the first three quarters of it, all I'm seeing is a bunch of goddamn birds. All right? Those white ones with the S-turn fucking necks. I'm not going to lie to you. It was amazing. And I was absolutely terrified that any second one of those fucking alligators was going to come up and just rip off one of my legs. And plus, you can't believe down here the amount of misinformation on alligators. These people are trying to tell me that those things can run 30 miles an hour. They go, they can't run 30 miles an hour for a long time. And they also, they can't run like Barry Sanders. They could just kind of go in a straight line. So what you do is you're supposed to serpentine, which I don't get that. It's like, shouldn't you just run in a straight line and then break right? Why would you then break left and become, you'd end up back in his fucking scope, wouldn't you? I don't know what. So I finally go on the fucking internet. I'm like, give me a goddamn break. Those fat fucks can run that fast. And it turns out, answers.com, how fast can they run, says alligators cannot run at 35 miles per hour as a previous answer said. 35 miles an hour is how fast a horse runs or an Olympic speed skater. They said it's faster. 35 miles an hour is faster than a deer. People tend to make outrageous claims about crocodiles with no basis. Just today I was on an Everglades tour, and the guide said they could go 35 miles an hour on land. Said a fast alligator might go 8 or 9 miles per hour, according to a study in Australia. Young crocodiles might be able to reach as fast as 10.5 miles an hour, but only over a few yards. And also their they usually ambush people, so I don't know. They said no, if they fucking run, they're usually just running away. They're running back to water. They run like fat people, where you run and all of a sudden you lose your footing and you just do a face plant. That's what they do. They just try to stay up, and then they do a face plant right into the fucking water. But once they get in the water, you're screwed. So I was also thinking, with all these goddamn alligators laying around, you know, how many people get killed a year? And evidently, it's not that many. They only have like 4 or 5 attacks a year. That's it. 4 or 5 attacks a year. But then they had like 3 people died all in one fucking week. Or 3 people down here got attacked. Some woman jogger or some shit. She was jogging and she decided to fucking cool off her feet in the water. And that was the last time they saw her. Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you do that? That's why, like, whenever I watch like a fucking one of those horror movies from back in the day, that's what you're always yelling as you're watching it. Like, what? Why are you going in there? Why are you doing that? Like, that's the same thing. If you live in Florida, if your feet are hot, fucking tough it out. Go home and stick them in the tub. Just dangle them in that fucking water. Can you imagine that shit? Oh, my God. Second you get pulled in to this, to the moment you're underwater, you have to think. I would think, well, however long it takes the alligator to pull you from where you're seated into the water, what do you think that is, 0.8 seconds? I would say for 0.4 seconds. The first 0.2, you're like, what the fuck? 0.3, you're holy shit. 0.4, you have hope. Maybe I can do this. Oh, there's my ring. Hear that? There it is. Hey, dude, I'm doing my podcast. Let me call you right back in about an hour, all right? All right. Bum, 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 bum. That's the only normal one I can get. You want to hear my fucking things? I was in such a great moment there. All right, so 0.4 seconds, you have hope. Like, well, maybe I can do. Oh, no, I can't. That's 0.5. And then you're just like, I'm dead. 0.5 to 0.8, you're like, I can't believe I'm going to die. Via alligator. And then once you're under the water, that's when you renew your relationship with the Lord. And I know what you guys are probably thinking. You're probably thinking, well, Bill, because you don't believe in that shit, what would you be thinking? I would be praying to God in a second. I'm gonna fucking hedge my bets. My prayers would be hilarious. If you do exist and you do give a fuck, get me out of this or make it quick. Oh, my God. How long do you think it takes? Like, how long do you think before you're dead? Is the thing just sitting there chowing on your liver and you're going like, ah, for the love of God, eat my heart so I can die? I don't know, this is getting really fucking morbid, but I don't know, man. I could not get comfortable. So we ended up going out there on the Everglades. I definitely recommend it. Although, if you're going to go, try to go April and May. Because the water levels come up, I guess. And then also the mosquitoes aren't that bad. There's a little travel tip for you. April and May, water levels come up. It's their mating season. Right? I was just joking about them wanting to mate in the fucking tall grass. I'm full of shit. Go during April and May. Definitely get your own fucking boat. And I would also say venture out as far as you can into the Everglades. Don't stop at the first one. Just keep going. Go as far as you can until you're out there with some fucking Seminole Indians, you know, and they're calling you. And if the guide says white man speak with forked tongue, I think that that's the one you want to get on. We had just a couple of redneck dudes. And the redneck dude we had, the guy's name was Regis. And they had all this airboat humor, you know, where they were just like, you know, if you enjoyed the tour, get out to the left. If you didn't, get out to the right. Get it? Because then you'd step in the water and the alligators are in there. But seriously, folks, Don't hang your legs off the boat at any point as we're going through here. Those of you who are wearing hats, I suggest you take them off and turn them off backwards, because if you don't, they've been known to fly off. They go into the fan, and then they don't fit as well. Kick, kick, kick. I'm just kidding. All right, folks, seriously, turn your hats around. If you're wondering, no, I am not part shark. That's just my awful dentition. I'm just fucking with you. Keep your fucking hands and legs inside of the boat at all times. This is what an alligator sounds like when it's trying to mate. They did all that shit. It was fucking tremendous. We saw another boat that got it was hilarious. This boat, one of those boats that had too many people on it, it actually went aground. So they were just sitting out in the Everglades waiting to be towed in. So we came over to see if we could help them out. And it was hilarious. It was like six people all from Germany. So they were getting the full-on redneck experience. I would love to hear the stories they're going to tell when they get back. They're just sitting there. We pull up and they were like, und hi, hello, ja, und hi. And they had the most redneck dude ever. And he was just standing there. He had completely given up. Like there's no way he can get towed out. And so he puts a cigarette in his mouth, and he's fishing for his lighter as he's talking to the other redneck owner. He's like, this goddamn garbage can. You know what they say? If it won't go, chrome it. And as he's saying that, but he's saying it like this, you know, with his lips together because he wants to hold onto his cigarette. So his cigarette's sitting there flapping around as he's reaching for his lighter. And it was amazing. It was one of those moments as a performer. I'm watching this guy going, this guy doesn't even realize it. But if this guy is actually, if someone could imitate him, they would win an Oscar with what he's doing right now. Just sitting there, you know what they say? Well, go chrome it. With that cigarette flapping. I'll tell you, that boy fucking rock if Dodd Snake was under it. It was just so goddamn authentic. And I was sitting there with Nia, and we both immediately just looked down at the ground and just started cracking up. And not in an asshole way, not judging him. And I looked over at Nia at one point. I was like, you know what? I was like, Lemmy doesn't have shit on this guy. I'm not saying this guy's beyond Lemmy, but these two could fucking hang out, and they would be two peas in a pod. Speaking of which, underrated. Anybody see that documentary on Lemmy from Motorhead? It's fucking tremendous. I'm one of those radio Motorhead fans. All I know is the Ace of Spades, but definitely a fascinating guy. And I think it's on demand this month. You should definitely try and check it out. So anyway, so we end up going through the fucking Everglades. And then in the end, I know I made fun of those fanboat guys, but they're great dudes. Tip them. Don't be a fucking asshole. And then we got off, and they gave us a baby alligator. And they said, do you get one of these? You get one of these with every trip, take it, stick it in water. Don't tell anybody you got it. And when it gets too big, you just flush it down the toilet. No, they didn't. They just let us hold one. And it was actually pretty cool. I was terrified to do it. Not like terrified. I just thought it was going to fucking bite my finger off. So it was weird. The dog training that I got through working with Cleo. I realized that when you go to make a move with a dog, if you're going to go pet a dog, you don't, no pun intended, alligator arm it. You don't start to pet it and then go, oh, wait a minute, is it going to bite me? Because then they feel that, and then that makes them feel fucked up. So the guy goes, you know, take the alligator, grab it right here. And before I would even think, I just fucking made sure I had its mouth closed, held it by its goddamn tail, and, I got the picture taken. But I got to admit, I was nervous handing it back, you know? Like, I think I could actually hold the most poisonous snake in the world. If you showed me how to do it, I think I could grab it by the back of its head, you know, and I wouldn't get bit. But when I was going to get bit was the letting go of it. Like, I don't know. I don't get that whole, do you, like, fucking throw it? Like, hold onto the tail so it can't coil up and then you fuck. Why am I asking you guys like you're fucking snake experts? You know what? Somebody's going to be. Hey, you guys want to hear about the – so that I definitely recommend that. And tonight I'm actually going to go to the – actually, this will be tomorrow night with the podcast. I'm going to the Panthers are playing the Washington Capitals. Going to get to see Alex – what is he? The great – is that what they call him? Alexander the Great. I'm going to get to watch him and his fucking 9 goals this year. The fuck are the Capitals doing? You know, can they turn that horse loose? What's going on with those guys? How about them Bruins? They went 6-0. 6-0 on their road trip. Won another one at home, and last night they stole a point from the Penguins. These motherfuckers are 7-0-1. In the last 8 games, if you can't do the math, that's fucking great. I hope they're not peaking too early, but all of a sudden, you know, we look all right with the Penguins' injuries. I don't know. Who do you think it's going to be this year? I think you got to go with the Flyers. You know, they were there last year. They came oh so fucking close. I think the Flyers are the goddamn team to beat. But for some reason, the Penguins, with all their injuries, the filthy fucking Pittsburgh Penguins, those sons of bitches, they seem to be playing all right, too. I don't know. It all comes down. Can you beat them 4 times in 7 games? I don't know. I don't fucking know. All right. You guys want to read some, want me to read some angry email, an angry email from a fucking pothead? All right, I got one who disagrees with my view on pot. Okay, Bill, dude, you have obviously never regularly hung out with any weed smokers or smoked weed yourself. Wrong on both counts right there, sir. I hung out with some of the biggest potheads you're ever going to meet in your life. I'm talking about people who smoked every fucking day because they couldn't deal. They use stuff. They quotes like this. Why do you get high at work? Why do you smoke all the time? Dude, I like pot because it turns my world, turns my life into a movie. That's what this buddy of mine said. All right. So, yes, I have hung out with him. He said, you are usually on point with what you say, but you talk like someone who has absolutely zero knowledge of weed. I've never seen someone with that tired, cliched pot smoker voice. Obviously, you haven't. All right. But if you watch Shaggy and Scooby, you see it right there. They're making fun of the whole Woodstock generation. And did I mention that earlier? I can't even remember. If you watch that fucking there's a documentary about Bill Graham, and he's having the last night at the Fillmore, and there's a musician. If anybody can find the clip on YouTube, I think they took it down. That guy is just like, well, hey, man, you know, it's like, you know, man, it's like, fuck you and thanks for their memories, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You got to listen to the guy. That's the guy everybody's making fun of, all right? That's what I'm doing. I realize that people in 2011 don't talk that way, sir. So anyways, he said most pot smokers are like anyone else and don't sound like they have Down syndrome. As funny as you are, it pains me to hear you talk out your ass when usually you have good points. Please smoke a joint and shut the hell up. All right, that part was funny. P.S. I know you're going to tell me to go fuck myself because it's your podcast, but I'm sure I'm not the only one who notices this about you. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I'm really sick of. I'm really sick of overly sensitive fucking pot smokers. You know, you guys are about as self-righteous as fucking Jesus freaks. I've had it. I've had it with you guys. I've had it with your lies of how, you know, there's no drinking and driving. You can get pulled over for that and there's a test and there's nothing for weed. And then pot smokers say, well, you know what? I actually think you drive better when you're high. You know, everything's so fucking clear. They say dumb shit like that. They say smoking weed is not addicting. I just do it because I like it. You're all fucking full of shit. All right? I think weed is one of the more dangerous drugs is because everybody thinks it isn't fucking dangerous. And I think the danger of that drug is that it just makes you want to sit on the goddamn couch. All right, now, of course, someone's going to send me an email. I smoke weed every fucking day, and I'm fucking the valedictorian of my class. Really? Well, you're a fucking exception. All right? You are doing damage to your brain. You are fucking burning up your brain cells. Why can't weed smokers admit that? Is it because it's illegal and you want to make it legal that you can't be honest the way a drunk like I am? That alcohol fucking turns your nose into fucking – you look like W.C. Fields? It fucks up your liver. It kills brain cells. You get behind the wheel of a car and you could kill yourself or even worse, kill somebody else. Why can't you guys admit that shit? Huh? Huh, man? Why can't you say that, man? I'm just fucking with you, by the way. You know what? I can't say all weed smokers are like that because I only got one fucking email. Somebody really disagreeing with me on my views on weed. I don't know. I don't fucking know. You know, my one thing I will stand by this because I am just fucking around. I do know this. All right. You can come home after work and have a beer, possibly two beers, depending on your tolerance. And maybe you're a little buzzed. That's it. But these motherfuckers who come home and get high, you get high. You basically do the same as me drinking like six beers. It'd be like me getting drunk every night. If I drank six beers every night, my girl would be talking to me, going, I think you need to go to some meetings. But there's really no meetings for people who smoke weed basically every fuck. If you're getting high four fucking nights a week, think about this shit, all right? You multiply that times 52 fucking weeks. Not to freak you out, man. This is fucking 208 days of the year. You're fucking high. If I'm getting drunk 208 times a year, was I at one point? I think I was. That's when I started doing the fucking math. And I was like, I am very quietly kind of a fucking alcoholic here. If you get drunk two times a year, I'm really sounding like a fucking cunt right now, but this is just shit I worked out. If you get drunk two times a week, Friday, Saturday night, that's over 100 days a year. That's basically a third of the year you're shit-faced. And that's only two times a fucking week, 8 days a month. That's, you know, then you throw in the random Monday night football. I would like another pale ale. You know, next thing you know, you had three or four. Walk out of the house, you fucking feel like you're floating in your loafers, right? You get out there in your Toyota Camry. You didn't hit anybody. You go home, you wake up the next day, you feel like shit, right? How many times you do that a year? At least 20, right? There's a third of the year you're shit-faced. So, pot smokers, on the other hand, like, you know, they got a whole different thing. Like, if I fucking walk by a guy in a car and he's got a beer, I can't just come up to the window, hey, man, let me get a couple of pulls off of that and just shotgun one of his beers. Thanks, man. Thanks for getting me drunk. Like, pot smokers, they do that shit all the time. Maybe because it's illegal. I don't know what it is. But they get fucking baked, which is the equivalent, I think, of having, like, you know, four, five, six beers. What I'm saying is you pot smokers, you're a lot more fucked up than you realize. So get off your goddamn high horses. Or is it, you're not even on high horses, you're just trying to tone down the effects of that shit? Isn't that what you're doing so they'll make it legal so you can just smoke it and not worry about it? And not to mention how toxic fucking weed is now. I remember when I was living in New York, this dude came up to me, he's like, yo, I smoked this shit last night, it's called retarded. Because, yo, you be smoking that shit, and yo, you just be retarded. You just be sitting there. You just be sitting there like this, yo. And he makes this fucking face like he doesn't have a thought in his goddamn head. All right? All that shit, chronic. All of that shit that just fucking burns your goddamn head up. I don't know. You know, fuck, you know something? Go fuck yourselves. If I can sit here and admit how bad whiskey is, and then I was sitting there like Judy Garland for a quarter of the year. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you should quit. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you shouldn't smoke more of it. I'm just saying stop acting like you're taking fucking Flintstone vitamins, you know, because if you really wanted to, rather than smoking it, you could turn it into a hoodie, okay, or write the fucking Declaration of Independence. Isn't that what they said? Isn't that one of the theories out there? Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper, man. Anyway, so someone who agrees with my views on pot, the amount of listeners I'm going to fucking probably lose this week. agrees with your view on pot. Here we go. Hey, Bill, this morning, hey, Bill, this has been bothering me for a little while now, and I'm not sure what to do. I'm 19 years old. I go to UMass Amherst. Go Minutemen. That's one of the worst fucking names. You know, some Minutemen used to be like the fighters because they could be ready in a minute, right? The Minutemen and go fight the revolution. And then somewhere along the line, I believe hip-hop and R&B turned Minutemen into people who prematurely ejaculate. Do you like how my sentence slowed down there because there was too many words with big syllables? No, I've just been hitting it hard down here. Sorry. I had a girlfriend my first semester of college and was still in high school. When I was still in high school. There you go. Oh, she was still in high school. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Now it's getting a little creepy. Was she a senior? We both knew that I would be going far away, and we agreed we would stay together. However, I guess her feelings changed, and she wanted to be single. I was devastated when she broke up with me, and I've been really down because she was the first girlfriend that I really liked. Didn't I read this last week? I think this happens to a lot of guys. And I wasn't just trying to get laid. I really liked this girl. So after a few weeks, I found out she was hooking up with this kid that I consider to be a friend. This is the exact same as last week. I swear to God, this is a different email, though. Because we've been hanging out over the summer and partying together. What's fucked up about the whole situation is that this isn't the first... Oh, I read this last week, didn't I? This isn't the first time this guy's done this to me. And at the end of my senior year, I broke up with a different girl, and this kid was hooking up with her about a month later. Didn't I answer this one? I let that one slide again. I didn't really give a fuck about any of his girlfriends. Yeah, dude. Blah, 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 blah. So his question is, should I go back to this kid and tell him to stop going after my ex-girlfriends? Yeah, you should. You should. I mean, who gives a fuck? He's going after your sloppy seconds. Just ask him that. I thought I said this last week. Just call him up and be like, listen, dude, do you have an ability to get laid without fucking something that my dick's already been in? All right? Do I have to be your dick, Lewis and Clark? The fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you go forge some of your own? Stop being Kobe Bryant and be Michael Jordan. Stop doing the shit that I already did and taking credit for it, you fucking cunt. Fuck you and that fucking whore that you're with right now, okay? Do you realize that this keeps up? Someday I'll be able to say, hey, I fucked your wife right before you fell in love with her. She loved it in the ish. Just say some mean shit like that. All right. How the fuck was that agrees with me on pot? I'm an idiot. All right. Advice. Bill, this is my tale of woe. And in the interest of preserving the flow of the story, I'm using names. So I started at a Lexus dealership back in August. A little bit after that, a girl, I don't give a fuck. If you know something, I don't name names, but if you guys are going to put names in your fucking thing, I'm not going to say last names, but I'm just going to name the names because my reading out loud skills are so fucking bad. I don't have time to add other shit here, all right? So anyways, so Bill, I started working at a Lexus dealership back in August. A little bit after that, a girl named Ashley started in the accounting department. She was a cutie. For a few weeks, I kept getting shit from the guys in the parts department for not going after her. That's hilarious. What, are they all married? Are they older perverts? Hey, look at her, man. How are you not sticking your fucking dick in her, huh? Go over there. What are you, a fucking fig? So they're giving me shit for not going after her, but I had a good reason. She was 20 years old. I'm 23, so it's not overly creepy. Dude, that's not even close to being creepy. That's good that you have a conscience about that, but think about that. Someday when you're fucking 47, she's going to be 44, and she's going to be up your ass telling you where and where you can't wear your shoes in the house. So why don't you bang her at the height of her fucking good looks? All right, get that thought right out of your head. That's my first piece of advice. All right, let's continue. Right from the start, I knew she was going to be the kind of girl that could only communicate through her thumbs, text messaging, and be too immature to handle any actual conversation, not to sound self-righteous. But going after, against my better judgment, I followed my dick's advice and started to get something going. After a few weeks of us chatting every once in a while, I told her I needed a massage. Okay, dude, that's a really creepy way to try to get her in the boat, so to speak. I need a massage. All right, we'll deal with your opening lines later on in this, all right? But just put a little fucking little check next to that, dude. That's a creepy way to fucking enter the atmosphere there, all right? Anyways, like a champ, she tried her best to oblige, but shit kept popping up. When she walked by again, I jokingly handed her my number, telling her to call me and we'll schedule that massage. Dude, that's just creepy. Massage is creepy. That's a creepy word because creeps go to massage parlors and they have people fucking do things to them that is fucking creepy. And also a lot of perverts kind of go with the massage thing. You're young. You're 23. I get it. I had zero game at 23. Beyond zero. Sub-zero. Freezing temperatures. I was horrific with women at 23. So the fact that you're even giving a girl a number, all right, you're way beyond where the fuck I was at. I'm not talking down to you, but you got to get the word massage out of your fucking game. It's just a creepy fucking word, and it creeps women out. Anyways, the day after I wake up with after I gave the text message, whatever, I gave my number. The day after I wake up, I have a text message that says, "Hey, it's Ashley. I can't help." So he says, "So I can't help but think, gotcha, bitch." That's nice. So after a week of texts, we get together. She finally calls me and pretty much invites herself over to my house. She comes over all gussied up, perfect outfit, perfect makeup, the whole fucking package. We watch some TV, and she comes up with the idea of bringing booze into the situation. Very nice. I agree. After a few hours or so, she finally says, "I gotta go." She gets up to leave. She tries to give me a high five as a goodbye. So I come back with, "I'm more of a kiss goodnight kind of guy." Jesus Christ, dude. All she does is laugh and start walking to her car. I got mind fucked. All right. First of all, dude, you were there for 2 hours and you were drinking and she's over there. At some point, there's a moment where you got to make a move. If you don't make a move, then it gets weird. And then they just shut down and say, "Okay, this guy isn't interested." So then she's going to leave, and she says, "Hey, good stuff." Goes to high five you. And then all of a sudden, you try to make it intimate, and the last 5 seconds you're going to be there, and you come with, "I'm more of a kiss goodnight kind of guy." That's just creepy, dude. You're creeping him out. All right? But I get it. All right? I was creeping him. I wasn't even in the game to creep him out at that point. And I went through my phase where I was creeping him out. I said dumb shit like that before, too. So don't feel embarrassed or anything, okay? You're coming with, it's like you're writing your first 5 minutes of comedy here. You know, none of this shit. This is going to be embarrassing when you get older. All right, here we go. This continues. After another week or so, she calls me up again and invites herself over. Very nice. She comes over again, all gussied up. We pop in waiting. I don't even know what that is. That's a movie. Okay. And she gets the booze. A few minutes go by, and she asks if I want the massage. Very nice. Said, "I never got on my stomach so quickly." She straddles me and tells me to take my shirt off. I get a good 30 minutes in, and I ask if I'm doing her next. Dude, your lines, that it's like blunt force trauma. You're just punching this girl right between her tits with your lines here. Anyway, she says, she tells me she doesn't know. So I tell her just to lay down while telling her I can't work with shirts. Jesus Christ, dude. Can you try to finesse it a little bit? "I don't do high fives. I'm more about the kiss. Get your tongue out there, sweetie. You ain't leaving the house. Were you leaning against the fucking door when you said that?" Jesus Christ. Okay. I say I'm not good with shirts. Where the hell am I? She takes her shirt off. And let me guess, as she took her shirt off, you didn't say anything. You weren't touching her or anything. You just sat there so it could be as awkward as humanly possible as you heard the sound of her taking her shirt off. As if she's just gotten arrested for drugs or something. She takes her shirt off and leaves on her bra. Of course she does. But that quickly gets out of the picture. Very nice. This fucking guy's – oh, because she's 20. I get it. So her mind's saying no, but she's too embarrassed, so she continues. All right. After a while, she says she has to go, but I told her she could just sleep here. She agreed. So thinking I was going to get laid, I went and I took a piss and got back to my room to find her fully clothed with her fucking coat on in my bed. I couldn't stop thinking, what the fuck? He goes, "I slept pretty good, though." All right. For all you rookies out there, there's a lot of guilt that young women have when they're going to hook up or whatever that they're doing. They got a lot of voices in their head about, "Am I being a whore?" and that type of thing. So the thing is, you got to keep the fucking plates spinning. All right? You can't leave them alone. If you leave them alone for any period of time, that gives them a chance to entertain that voice that's saying, "Why am I doing this? Do I want to do this? I work with this guy. We're not even going out." You gave her time to basically do the right thing. I don't know. So, yeah. Of course, you come back. She's fully fucking clothed. It's like I don't use the analogy. Now I'm all set. I'm feeling like a creep now because I'm trying to teach you how to fucking bang a girl like this. This whole fucking email is just really creepy. But I'm halfway through it. I can't stop now, people. All right, let's go. He says, now for the good part. December rolled around. Okay, well, you've really never told me when this started. Oh, he said August. That's right. My fault. All right, December rolled around, and there was a company Christmas party. Oh, Jesus. At my boss's house, which we both attended. Me and a buddy, I'm not saying his name, went, and she immediately finds and latches on to me. After a few hours and her friends giving her a fuckload of booze to suck on, she comes up to me and asks if I want to get out of there while biting her lower lip and other gestures that drive me crazy. I agree. Then she goes out of her way to invite this other dude along, which leads us to believe that there's going to be some sort of double penetration action. Jesus Christ. No, she's bringing this other guy to fuck the whole thing up. That's going to be like the chaperone. So anyways, we choose. See, this is how the next day, the phone call. This is how all this shit goes. Because men and women just do not think the fucking same way, especially at this goddamn age. Completely not understanding what's going on here. Anyway, so he said, we choose my place for the alcohol and head out. While we're walking out to the car, she has her hands all over me. So I'm thinking this shit is going down. Dude, this girl's she's a dick tease, man. Jesus Christ. We get to my place and we crack open some beer and she blatantly asked me to put some porn on to watch. Isn't this what happened to like the fucking Duke lacrosse team? At this point, I think it's fucking over with. I start getting all touchy-feely with her and she seems a little annoyed. Finally, she starts to wrestle with me and I go in to kiss her and she dodges me. Thinking she was playing, I continued my advances. Now, there's a lot of women getting upset here. You can't get fucking upset when she's doing that shit. You want to come out? Can we just hang out? A little bite of the bottom lip. Let's put a porno on. I continue my advances, and then she gets genuinely offended. Me being a little angry, I asked the other dude to leave so we can have a little chat, and I proceed to ask her what the fuck she's looking for here. She tells me nothing and that she doesn't have any interest in me. Fucking furious, I just start playing a video game and drink Jameson while she continues to ask me what's wrong. I've never been so close to punching a girl. In closing, I started sending her incredibly asshole-ish text messages. Ah, dude, why would you do that? To self-destruct any chances of her talking to me again. But I still left, it still left a very cunty taste in my mouth. I'd love to hear your take on this. All right, dude. All right. Yeah, she's a dick tease. All right, and I don't know. She's got a fear of being alone. She's using you. She's using you for company. She's probably doesn't have a boyfriend, so she needs to get rid of her little fucking sexual angst. So she kind of takes it up to the point and then backs off from it. But the problem is with a girl like that. That first night she came over there, you had to close the deal. And when you didn't close the fucking deal, that's it. You got to fucking walk away. And once you realize a girl is mind-fucking you, basically being a dick tease, you have to – two things you have to do. You got to walk away, and two, you can't get mad. You have to accept that that's part of the fucking game. But if for some reason you really want to still bang this girl, you have to realize that then what you have to do is you have to start playing mind games back with her, which personally gets fucking exhausting. But if you want to do that in the future, what you then do is the next day when you go to work – this is provided you didn't get upset – is when you see her, you don't ignore her. You're not snide to her. You're not angry to her. What you do is you're like, hey, how you doing? Big smile. If it's acceptable, a hug at work, if you can do that, or whatever. You're just beyond cool with her, all right? But you don't try to go out with her or anything. And then later on that day or whenever the opportunity arises, you compliment some other female within earshot of her, all right? That will cause a dick tease to be like, wait a minute, what? Fucking start coming your way. And that's how you get them in the boat. You gotta just turn around. It's weird. You gotta walk backwards. You know what it is? It's like charged magnets. You know what I'm saying? If you fucking, I don't know what the fuck it is. What am I trying to say? I know what I'm trying to say. It's like you take a step towards it, it fucking goes off the other direction. If you walk away, it starts coming towards you. And you just got to slowly back them into the boat.
But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you as far as your fucking open lines. What you really have to do, dude, is when you just want to fuck a girl, you have to say it. You got to present that to them. You know? And the only way you got to do it through bombing. Okay? You're at your blunt force trauma period. I don't know. It's impossible. It's like, how do I learn how to do stand-up? Write 5 minutes of jokes and you have to go up there. That's all the only advice I can give you. And you got to go up there. You got to fucking figure it out for yourself. But like eventually you have to just, if you just want to bang a girl, you can't, you have the right instincts. You're steering the conversation towards sex, but you're doing it at 90 miles an hour. You're grabbing her by the back of the head and slamming her face into the wall. You can't do that. I don't know. I don't know where to begin. I'm trying to think of all the fucking horrific things that I did back in the day. I remember one time hooking up with a girl who was like 23 or 24 when I was about 33 or 34. And what the fuck? She said at one point she came over to my apartment and I invite her in, right? Because I was a veteran at that point. If I don't have to take you to the movie, why do that? Come on out, meet me over at my place. This is embarrassing. So she came over at one point. We start fucking making out, doing whatever. And then she says, wait a minute, where is this going? She hits me with that shit. And I was like, I'm like 11 years older than you. By the time you're 30, I'm going to be 68. What do you mean, where is this going? It's going nowhere. You know, this is just basically, yeah, it's a sexual thing. I'm basically going to be the reason why you're not going to have a midlife crisis. Because all the fucked up shit you want to try but are too afraid to do with the guy you're in love with, you can just do with me. Obviously, I said it a little smoother than that. And then, you know, she was just like, oh, all right. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then, oh, I can't even tell you what happened then. And it's not sexual. It's disgusting. Oh, God. Now I got to tell you, this is really fucked up. This is why I'm so happy I got a great girl now. So we end up fooling around. And the next morning, I wake up. You know, we started in the living room, ended in the bedroom. You know, that whole thing, you never give them a chance to reconsider, right? I don't even give them the chance to fucking think about it from the living room into the bedroom. You don't do that. You just constantly, hands are moving, you're kissing them, the whole fucking thing, right? So she goes, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. She goes, I walk out into the living room the next day because she's getting dressed and she's looking for her underwear. And she had these white lace, like thongy kind of underwear. Not a thong, thong, yeah. And they were crumpled up on the floor. All right, if anybody gets really grossed out, I suggest just shut it off here right now. All right, I looked down at them. I was all proud of myself, you know, that I hooked up. And I looked down, and there was a skid mark about, I would say, at least 4 inches long in those white panties. And I was like, I was going to fucking dry heave. I didn't go down on her, thank God. This is really just coming back. And I was just like, I didn't know what to do. Because she was like, yeah, I can't find my underwear. So I fucking went out to look for them, and then I found them. And then it's just like, you know, if I had a stick in my apartment, I would have picked them up and handed them to her. But I didn't have a stick, so I acted like I couldn't find them. I wandered over towards the kitchen, and then she came walking out, and she's like, oh, there they are. And I know she saw what the problem was, and she tried to play it off, and she just put them on. Ugh. Man, you know what? Let's have a vote. Was that the most disgusting story I've ever told in the party? That was fucking horrific, right? I don't know. Was there any advice in that? Jesus Christ. I don't know. How the fuck did I relive that one? Wow. How about some YouTube videos this week? Somebody sent me this YouTube video, this guy on Dr. Phil. He's like, he has this website called menarebetterthanwomen.com. He's really like a cartoon chauvinist, cartoon character kind of chauvinistic person where he's just like, you know, women aren't good at working. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. Like, he does shit like at that level, which is just cartoonish.
There's a couple of funny things that he says. At one point, he's standing next to an ATM and he's taking cash out. He goes, "This is how women perceive men. This is how they look at us," right? Which obviously not all of them do, but it's such a true fucking statement. If he just adjusted a few words, if he said a lot of women, or there's a sizable group of women that look at guys like this. You know, and I know there's a lot of broads out there that are getting upset by this, but you know, you guys say the same shit. Don't you guys go on TV and the radio? And what's that expression? A good man is hard to find. You know, but for some reason you can't say a good woman's hard to find. They are hard to find. But this guy basically, so he goes on Dr. Phil, and this lady starts heckling him, and I'm telling you, when I say a classic comeback. The comeback this guy has would have any respectable stand-up comedian on the ground laughing. This fucking lady, you know, they do the usual shit, you know. When they get insulted, when a guy insults them, they do, you know, they basically, females have like, for some reason, they're very limited with their arguing ability. Like, if they get in an argument with a guy, then they're either going to attack your dick size, your sexuality, or whatever. So that's basically what this woman does. She goes, "You know what? I'm listening to you. I bet you don't go out with any women." You know, she attacked him that way, and he brings the hammer down. I don't condone what this guy does. I actually think what he's doing is like a paint-by-numbers sort of shock. There it is. I challenge anyone to have a gayer ringtone than that. Check out that YouTube video, and we got a bunch of other funnier ones. Well, I'm actually just coming up on an hour here. I'm trying not to make these things too fucking long. Let me just read a couple more advice and then a couple more. Is it racist? All right, here we go. Bill, hi, from Australia. I seem to share a lot of your views, and I want some advice on women. Jesus, this is all women stuff this week. I suppose I'm only asking you because I want confirmation of my stance, but who gives a shit? Okay, so I generally look for value in things that I buy or things that I do with my time. I'm in my mid-20s, and my parents' friends put a lot of pressure on me to get a girlfriend. I've had girlfriends before, and I always just got bored and sabotaged it or fucked it up somehow by not paying enough attention. I pretty much decided that I don't want to get married. There it is. Hi, everybody calling me. Bum, 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 bum. Makes me feel important. Feels like announcement music, like I've just walked in and people are acknowledging. I know. I'm sorry. I need to download a ringtone. I should have the Oh Jesus ringtone, but I don't. Anyways, let's go back to this. Fucking sabotage shit. To be honest, I'd rather spend my money on myself and spend my time doing things I want to do. Dude, that's very mature. You know, all you're going to do is just end up hurting somebody. So yeah, just bang them and then leave. That hurts way less, especially if you're up front. Where is this going? It's going nowhere, sweetheart. You want to ride it? No, sorry. As far as sex goes, it takes too long. What? It's always worse than you thought it would be. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't read any of these, by the way. And you're sweating your balls off under 2 feet of thermal blankets. Dude, you know, you have the option to not have those blankets on. Seriously, what the fuck is it with women and the temperature? I digress. Basically, I find women overall to be bad value. There's two types of men as I see it. Those in relationships that seem to be able to tolerate women and those that women won't go out with because they're ugly or don't have enough money. But I don't fit into either one of those groups. I think I'm perfectly capable of acquiring a girlfriend, but I just can't do it. At least I can't be bothered maintaining a relationship. I can see myself still being single at your age and was wondering how you've dealt with people constantly nagging you about being single. I can't really explain that the world is overpopulated and I'd rather watch my big TV in peace without some little annoying prick running around because then I'm labeled as some sort of inhumane monster. Any advice you can offer will be much appreciated. You don't need any advice, dude. You know who you are and you know what you want. Just continue doing it. And you have to realize that people look out of their own heads. You know, that's so they see the world how they see it. And when you don't see it the way they do, they argue it or they're just confused. You're not hurting anybody.
You know, there's people out there who get married because they're of a certain age. Like, I should be getting married. This is the age you get married. They marry somebody they're not in love with, which is a fucking horrific thing to do to somebody. A lot more, I don't know, there's a lot of people out there who shouldn't have kids. They just fucking have kids. And they're terrible fucking parents. And they're selfish. They'd rather sit around watching TV like me. Or go learn how to play drums like me. I am a selfish, self-centered cunt. And I think I'd be a good dad at this point. But, you know, I was an angry fucking maniac when I was in my 20s. You think I'm angry now? Like, this podcast wouldn't even have been funny in my 20s. It would just be like, Jesus, dude. You know, when I would have brought a kid in the world, then he would have been an angry maniac. So, I don't know. It kind of bugs me that I waited this long, but in general, I'm kind of glad I did. And what else? With that, what the fuck was I going to read? Oh, I know. It's a couple of Oh Jesus ones, and then we're out of here. Where the hell? How the hell do I get to this? Ah, you motherfucker. While I'm trying to get to that, coming up, I have I'm going to be at the Wise Guys in Utah on March 18th and 19th. I have all that information up on my website, BillBurr.com. Please show up for that show, as is it's a nice quick flight. And I would like to I like nice quick flights. Makes me even funnier. All right, here we go. Here we go. Is it racist? I haven't read this one at all, so I have no fucking idea what this person's going to say. So forgive me if this one, because the really offensive, ignorant ones, I just don't read because I think people are just fucking around or you're just beyond help. All right. Hey, Bill, love your podcast. Love your comedy. Here's what I want to ask. If it could be racist. When the team warms up in the shoot around, I guess basketball, they basically, well, shoot around. There's always one or two white guys who are not players, the team managers or assistants, who pass the balls back to the players when they make or miss their shots. But the white player who was suited up in uniform was standing next to the other assistants or managers and was passing the ball out to the other black players, and he never got a chance to take a shot before the game started. Considering every player on the team warmed up except for the white guy who was sitting in a lawn chair rebounding for every other black player on the team, is it racist? Keep up the great work. No, there's no racism going there. He's either lazy or hurt, or there's some sort of hazing going on. He might be a rookie, or he fucked up in the last game and that's his punishment, or maybe it was his turn. I have no idea. There's no racism going on there. I don't think that they were saying, you know, did they have like a rally, their team there, and they just decided that that this guy could not shoot the fucking ball because he was white? I mean, you're really stretching it there. I'll tell you though, did I tell you guys this? When I went to fucking that Portland Trail Blazers game, when I was with Paul Verzi, and we put money on the Trail Blazers, and they were making a comeback against New Orleans, and they came down the court in a fast break, and they dished it over to the white guy, and I can't remember if he missed a dunk or whatever, and the second he did it, me and Paul both looked at each other and went, fucking white guy, why would you get out of the game? Put on a suit and fucking, you know, start drawing on that little fucking legal pad or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be doing, but you know, or stay out on the perimeter. Don't try to take it to the fucking rack. And if you do try to take it to the rack, do what Pau Gasol does. Just start screaming like you just got raped, because maybe then you can take a couple of unguarded shots by the foul line. I'm telling you, watch your Lakers game. Anytime Pau makes a move, as he goes there. I just fucking hate that fucking – he's a great basketball player, but that fucking – what are you yelling about? Sorry. All right, Bill, is it racist? Is it racist for me to say all Asians are racist? Yes, I would think so. I'm a white guy that happens to have dated a lot of Asian women of different backgrounds, from Asian Americans, some actually born abroad, all of whom were explicitly racist, mostly against other Asian ethnicities. For example, my Korean ex hates Japanese people. A Chinese ex hates Filipinos. A Japanese ex thinks the Chinese are stupid and the Taiwanese are stuck up, etc. I should note that I didn't exclusively target Asian women to date. I dated all sorts of women. Some of them were Asian. My wife, a white girl, thinks it's racist, when I say that all Asians are racist. Yeah, well, it is, dude. I mean, just because the five that you banged, I mean, how many, you know how many Asian women you would have to fuck and have that experience with?
before you realize that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend like those groups get along with each other. You know, it's pretty safe to say any country that borders another country, they don't like them. You know, England and Ireland, England and France and Germany, Germany and everybody, Japan, Koreans, Japan, what they did to China. I mean, first of all, I understand if people in China have issues with people in Japan for what the fuck they did during World War II. I read this book called The Rape of Nanking. I mean, that alone, it was just fucking brutal. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you just kept, you know, when you keep dating women, every woman's a psycho. And then you kind of figure out that you keep picking psychos. I don't know. That's kind of, I'm kind of stretching it there. How does that work? Did you just keep somehow picking racist Asian women? Were you attracted to them? That's fucking bizarre. But I think it is racist to say that. You can't say. You could say every Asian woman I dated was racist if that's what it was. What the fuck knows? Anyways, hey, Bill, as a fellow pasty white male dating a beautiful black woman, I say racist shit all the time. Really? All right, the N-word is off limits, but I do make fun of her for having the middle name LaFontz. Is that how you say it? LaPhonz. I also tend to react to any stories on TV shows about young black males by saying how hard it is for me to live my life as a strong black man. See, this is a danger of not reading these up before. I considered entering the Mr. Black San Diego contest. That would be funny. I guess, am I racist? I'm going to end up marrying this beautiful woman. Sorry about the Comedy Central show not working out. Is it racist? I'd have to hear how you're doing it. If you're fucking around and you're being a dick, you could be a dick. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the shit that you said, now that I read it out loud on the podcast, probably would be considered racist, offensive, and that type of thing. It depends. Is your girlfriend laughing? You know, I mean, I believe me, the shit that comes out of my mouth when I watch TV, every fucking thing you could think of, I make fun of fucking everybody. So if you're doing that, like my girl watches reality TV, I fucking can't stand it. Okay, so I make fun of every goddamn person on it, and she laughs sometimes. Other times she gets annoyed, but the reason why she's getting annoyed is because I'm disrupting the show, not because I'm truly saying anything offensive. But I don't know. Is it racist that you're doing that? I think she would say something. You know, I think the day she gets up and punches you in the face, I think you're gonna know. Or she really gets mad, and if she really gets fucking mad, then you have to realize that you're taking it beyond the point. And then also, just because you have a black girlfriend, you can't use that to be like, well, I have a black girlfriend, I can't be racist. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You could still be fucked up. You know? Right? You could have issues with other groups of people. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking sick of this topic. I think this might be the last week of this fucking topic, all right? Maybe it's because I'm in a hotel room where you can't open the fucking windows and it's 900 fucking degrees out. You know, why can't I open the fucking windows and get fresh air in here instead of having to turn on the goddamn air conditioner? Why the fuck can't I do that shit? You know why? Because there's a bunch of Sue Happy fucking cunts out here, which is why you can't open the fucking windows in a hotel room, because they got to worry that some douchebag is going to get drunk and fall out or jump out himself. You know? So then guys like me have to suffer. It's the same fucking reason why you can't find a goddamn hotel pool that's deeper than 3 feet, because some fucking asshole is going to get drunk and drown himself in a legitimate deep end. Oh, here's something I learned, and I actually tweeted about it like a fucking pussy. Here's one for you. Don't judge a hotel by its lobby. All right? It's the same thing as when you have a piece of shit car and you want to sell it so you slap some rims on it. You know? Or a high-performance fucking exhaust system so it sounds like it has more power than it does. All right? It's fucking, because they go all out with the lobby. And then they put that shit on the website. And you think everything's fucking fine and dandy. And then all of a sudden, what happens? You get in the goddamn elevator and you step off the elevator and they have that casino rug from fucking 1973. Looks like they sewed together like 12 Robin Williams fucking shirts.
Dude, I have in my hotel, I have an old school fucking, what do you call the old, an old tube? It's not a flat screen. It's fucking ridiculous, the amount of money. I'm on Miami Beach, and I don't want to fucking talk about it. Whatever. All right, that's the podcast for this goddamn week. All right, people, stop suing people so we can have legitimate fucking pools. Can you do that so you can open a hotel fucking window? It's your fault if you fall out, okay? It's your fault if your kid's a moron, and you're not a good parent if the kid crawled away from you and fell out the fucking window. What were you doing, huh? Tie him down. It's fucking brutal. All right, that's the podcast for this week. I'm going to hype some upcoming dates here. I never sweated during a fucking podcast before. It's suddenly ridiculously hot. All right, here we go. I'm going to be at Wise Guys in West Valley City, Utah, on March 18th and 19th. What you guys think about that kid on BYU? Sorry, I had the hiccups. The kid on BYU played on the basketball team, and he admitted that he had premarital sex, knocked his girlfriend up, said he was going to marry her, and they still kicked him off the team. I got to go with the college on that one, believe it or not. You know, they told you what the rules were. If you didn't like the rules, don't go to the fucking school. You know, that's like if I get booked on a corporate gig. I know I've used this example before, and they said, we want him to work totally clean. This is how much we're going to pay. And I say, okay, and then I show up, and then I start dropping F-bombs, right? They have the right to get mad. Don't take the fucking gig. Don't go to BYU if you want some pussy. They make you sign a no pussy contract. Don't sit there and act surprised. And all these other fucking assholes who aren't Mormons with 32 wives. That's why they marry so many fucking women, by the way. So they're trying to make up for those college years when they didn't get to fuck. You know? And now because they're married, they can have a fucking orgy. Can you imagine that? Do you think that would be worth it? And I know the old joke. Jesus Christ, you can't even put up with one woman if you get about fucking four. You know? Actually, the reality is you just get, you know, a couple of call girls and do that, pay them, and then just have them fucking leave, right? That's probably what you should do. But if you had four fucking wives, that would be great. You would win every argument. Unless they all banded together. Then you'd be in trouble. Oh, Jesus, you could do a lot of pimp shit, too. Start, you know, to gain even more control. You could just, you know, the ones that are the weakest one, you start treating her the best because she's doing all the good shit. Then you break down the other ones, you know, till you get them in line. Then they look like once, you know, these proud, free Mustangs running in the wind. Now they're just sitting there with their heads looking down at the carpet as they bring you over a TV dinner. I think I'm going to move to Utah. I'm also going to be at the Retchier Theater in Maryland on April 8th, and I'm going to be at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia on April the 9th. All these dates are on BillBurr.com, and that is it. That is the podcast for this week. I hope all you guys hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned some things. I hope I annoyed some potheads out there. Potheads, I'm just fucking around, all right? Smoke it every goddamn day. I don't give a shit, all right? But don't give me this horse shit that it's not addicting, all right? You smoke it because you can't fucking deal. Yeah, I shouldn't even tell you this story. I had a buddy of mine. He was working at a car dealership one time, and he got high. And there was somebody looking at a car, you know, and they were bent down in front of the car, and he got in the car, and it was a stick shift, and he didn't press in the clutch, and he turned the key, and it lurched forward, and he hit the guy right in the head. And he tried to act. He would never admit that he was high. It was like, dude, he calls me up, right? He's like, dude. He leaves a message. He's whispering. That's how fucking scared he is. He's whispering into my phone. Maybe he was at work. I don't know. He's like, dude, I hit somebody with a car, dude. I thought I had the car. Dude, I thought I had the car in neutral, dude. And I went to turn the key and it dude, I hit the guy in the head, dude. Dude, call me. Somehow he didn't get fired.
That's another reason why I think weed is worse than booze. People, you know, you can get fucking high at work. No one fucking knows. No one knows. You know, a little Visine, a little fucking gum. No one knows. Right? You guys are bringing down this country with your fucking cookies. You realize that? You bunch of lazy Dorito-eating sons of bitches. Just sitting there getting baked. Do you realize that your potheads are the reason why so many awful movies get made? Because they know. They know people out there are smoking dope, and then when they put it out on demand, they're going to fucking rent it. And it only has to be, like, remotely funny. And then shit that wasn't even supposed to be funny is going to be funny. Because these fucking potheads are going to be sitting there. They're going to be high, giggling. Like a bunch of schoolgirls. You know? You potheads got a lot of fucking balls. You realize that? You fucking disgusting fucking habit passing it around to each other. That's why there's so many goddamn cold sores out there. You know the number one cause of cold sores in this country? It's you fucking potheads passing the things around to each other. Do you realize that? You know, I remember cracking open a beer. I don't remember passing it around to 9 other fucking people. Hey, let me get a swig of that. Open your own, you cunt. That's why I like weed, man. It's more social. Ah, go fuck yourself. Why don't you go take a fucking shower and take off those goddamn Outback pants? All right, I'm sick of them. All right, with your bracelet around your ankle. All right, you're not more in touch with nature because you're smoking trees. All right? Get out there, get a fucking job, straighten up, potheads. You just spent the last decade of your life on a fucking couch. You know? When are you going to put your helmet on and get in the goddamn game? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to sit there like some kept woman, except you're kept by yourself and your fucking awful habit? I got to get high, dude. I can't deal unless I'm high. You know, you're really going to sit there and act like you don't know that guy? How come all they talk about is the alcoholics? This is like the fucking broads. All they do is talk about wife beaters, but they never bring up gold digging whores. Why don't you fucking get your goddamn fucking pothead ass up off the couch and go look in the fucking mirror? Look what you're doing to yourself. Look at your eyes. Feel how your brain feels compressed. I'm looking down my alky nose at all you fucking potheads. There is a reason why weed is illegal and alcohol isn't. All right? Because alcohol is better for you. Alcohol is what a man does. All right? Weed is what some pussy does who can't afford to pay for a good pizza. So he's got to fucking get himself so fucking disoriented. That's how Domino's survives. Those fucking assholes. Do you know Domino's makes such shitty pizza that actually potheads even fucking noticed? Do you realize that? So they actually had to have an ad campaign where they fucking admit that their pizza sucks and that it's stuck to the top of the box and it's completely unacceptable, right? And now their big ad campaign is we admit that our pizza sucks and now we're going to start trying. We've only been around for, what, 30 fucking years? Now we're actually going to try to make decent pizza, right? So you think automatically they're going to raise the price. They're going to add to the quality. They're still selling like a large cheese pizza for $5.99. All right, people, you get what you pay for. All right? Don't order Domino's. That's pothead pizza. That's what those fucking drug users. That's what they stick in their temple. All right? That's why they're so fucking dumb. That's why. When was the last time you talked to a smart pothead? Have you ever? You ever seen a pothead with initiative? You know? You know how many people are going to take that seriously and start sending me fucking emails about, what about Bob Marley band? Well, he fucking, a whole new kind of music, man. Yeah, and he was fucking dead of lung cancer. You know, from smoking goddamn joints the size of a bus exhaust. It's no different. No different than a booze hound who drinks himself to death at 28. You know, I think you potheads, you guys have been on your high horse long enough. I think it's time I fucking knocked you off a little bit. Are you even going to notice? You're probably already off the horse, laying in the grass, right? Letting the breeze go through your toes. Is that what you did today? Instead of going out and earning your fucking rent, you going to call your parents up again this week? hit him up for some more money because you ran out of fucking Cheetos? Huh? You're too fucking old to have a full body tan. Why don't you go get a goddamn job, you son of a bitch? All right, there you go. Once a week, I got to try to piss off one group. It keeps the emails coming. All right, that's it. That's the podcast for this week. I want to thank everybody. Seriously, I'm not fucking around here like I was with the potheads there, right? So fucking don't get all fucking pissed off, man. I want to thank everybody who came out to my shows at the Miami Symphony fucking Superman's house. It's really what it looked like. And I really hope a bunch of people show up in Utah. And don't be stuck up cunts, all right, with your fucking religion. Okay? I don't need that. I don't need you and your seven wives sitting there staring at me like I got a fucking problem. All right? Fuck you and your legal orgy. Okay, I think that's it. All right, that's the podcast. Everybody, go fuck yourselves. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good week. Don't talk any shit. No, talk some shit. Don't take any shit. There we go. That's it. I'm going to go get a sunburn. I'll see you.